Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington Public Library Interim Director Leanne Coons about the Board of Trustees reinstating their face mask mandate. So why did the Board of Trustees decide to reinstate the mask requirement for the library?
Yes, the Board of Trustees voted that masks would be worn in the library again because of the high rise in the COVID cases, the Delta variant. So they thought that would be best. Their main concern is the safety of our patrons and our staff. We're trying to do some in-person programs this year, and we want to be able to do that safely and keep everybody healthy, those people who are attending the programs as well as the people just coming in the library.
You do have a couple in-person events coming up, some like adult-oriented ones, right?
Yes, we do. That's kind of our first startup since we were doing virtual all of last year. And we were really excited about doing programs again and having people in the building. And so the masks will help us do it safely and feel comfortable and have everybody feel comfortable that we will stay safe and healthy.
Since you put this in place last week, how would you say it's been going so far with patrons coming in?
So far, everybody's been very respectful. I know it's something new to them again because they were used to not having to wear them. And when we've asked everyone, they've been very cooperative and respectful at helping us out to try to keep it safe. So we've had a good reaction for the most part, and we really appreciate that because it sure makes, it's not fun for us either, and you know, but we want to do what's best for everybody, and we're so glad when people are helpful and try to do everything for the common good.
Do you happen to have any other COVID precautions in place besides the masks at this time?
Well, we have the hand sanitizer at the front that everybody can put on their hands as soon as possible when they come in. We do have masks available for people who stop by and forgot to bring their mask, although we would really like it if people would start to bring their own. We don't want to deplete our supply too quickly because this could go on for a while. And of course, our janitorial service is doing a lot of cleaning of handles. We are cleaning the books again. We wipe down all the books that are returned. They're not being quarantined, but they are being cleaned every time they come back in from a patron.
There aren't any restrictions anymore on the different spaces of the library. The whole facility is reopened?
Yes, we are fully reopened. All of our reading areas are open for people. All of the spaces to sit and enjoy, you know, just a book in the front room is available. Our meeting rooms are available to schedule as well. So, yeah, we're doing all of our full services again. We do still have curbside service if anybody would prefer that. That is an option if there are people who feel like they would rather still pick up books outside the library. But otherwise, we have all of our services available, and the Board of Trustees passing this mask requirement helps us keep going that way, which really makes us happy because we want to keep everything almost normal and just feel like it's just the way it's always been at the library.
Well, I think that does it in case there's anything else you want to mention.
No, we're just hoping that people will come out to our programs and come enjoy the library and come check out lots of books. We've got a lot of beautiful new books in all of our collections, in the children's, in the adults, in the teens. We just have a lot of really neat new things. Right now, we just put up a new exhibit in our art gallery, in the Helen Wilson Gallery. Linda Sokoop has put up some of her photography, and it's just fantastic. So stop by the library and come view that as well.
You had all the books replaced that were thrown out after the window incident?
Yes, Yep, we've gotten most of those replaced. And if they were not replaced with the exact copy, we found something else that would be just comparable. So we have a lot of new books to choose from, partly because of that as well.
Care to share any thoughts on the announcement of a new library director? How do you feel about, you know, having the next leader picked out for the library?
Oh, we're beyond excited. Yes, our new director, Carrie Siegfried, is going to be, we believe, amazing. She has so much experience and so much education, and we've gotten a chance to visit with her a couple times since then before she gets here. And she's got a lot of great ideas. I think her leadership is just going to really take our library on a great path that we've already been on, and we're very excited to have her in the building. We can hardly wait.
That was today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington Public Library Interim Director Leanne Koontz about the Board of Trustees reinstating their face mask mandate. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.